Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
With Michael Mercy and Diego Lopez.
Sounds like.
Uh-huh.
So, not great.
No.
Not doesn't seem like dance music. And then think about who goes to a ska show.
Okay, I'm thinking
young.
Not typically dancers.
Right. A lot of people that are like feel awkward and ashamed of their bodies.
Yeah.
Lanky,
like, white people that are uncomfortable with their bodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not dancers.
Billabong personified.
Absolutely.
What's up?
Do you need to do a sound check? Is this a sound check? Sound check. Sound check.
Are we doing a sound check?
Sibilance.
We're recording.
Oh. Okay.
Sibilance.
So, okay. So.
Okay, we're recording.
Skanking.
Okay.
Skanking.
It's almost dancing to almost music for almost people.
Okay. I'm going to name some bands that I think are ska.
Okay, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Real Big Fish.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Rancid?
No.
No.
No, they're like, ska adjacent.
Okay.
In that, but in like not in the ska that you're thinking of, like a different wave of ska. There's many waves of ska.
Okay. Paramore.
Not even close.
No.
You don't like or know music.
No.
Okay.
You don't like music?
There's, it's a whole thing, but
I love that. I love that.
He doesn't like, what?
I love that.
Oh, this is going to be
I think
one
music
where everyone,
is bad and unnecessary.
This is
going to
be one
you.
Where everyone fucking gangs
Quote
up
me.
On me again. God damn it.
I don't think I can name anyone else.
Any other ska bands?
I can only name.
Oh, a Pepper. Is Pepper ska or reggae?
The Specials are ska. I think Pepper is. They're ska or like reggae in a way that like Sublime is.
What game do we play on the drive that was very funny about bands? They just name bands? Was that the joke?
I don't remember.
Where I said John's House? Is that it?
Oh, no, because you said that you were in five bands.
Oh, yes.
And then I was like, okay, name your bands right now. And the first one you said was John's House. That's like a really funny band name.
Yeah, it's pretty
What's
good.
Your band name? John's House? You're like, what?
We recorded like, John's House.
Yeah, like John's House.
What more do you want?
That's good. I like that.
But who, like...
The Specials are, as much as I hate ska music, the Specials are like an incredible band.
Right. I don't know that. What it?
The Specials
I don't
are
know
very
them.
Good. The, or like early 80s.
Can you sing a song from it?
No. But Amy Winehouse did a bunch of Specials covers.
Oh, cool.
So maybe you'll know from that.
You have to sing it or
I'm not going
to
sing
I'll
it.
I'll never Google it if you don't sing it.
Okay. Well, that's
he doesn't lose anything by you not Googling.
Yeah. I don't fucking work for the Specials.
Yeah, he's either a PR guy.
Listen to me. Sing it.
No.
I got it. Yeah.
But they're on like a kind of second wave ska reggae band, like working class black and white guys.
That's why I think it works, because the mixture of reggae gave it some like a feeling of like fluidity and like rhythm to it where I don't know.
So yeah, that's the thing where it's like, so ska is punk and reggae smashed together.
Okay.
And it started in like, well, it really kind of started in you know, like Jamaica.
Because I like how that idea. That I like that idea.
So that's so
good in theory for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So like ska is originally like punk and reggae smashed together, working class music for people kind of in like the north of England, like you know, immigrant communities, lower income communities, and they're kind of, it was kind of just like fun. It's about unity. That's why like the ska logo is checkerboard. Because it's black and white. So they're
cool.
Hispanic people.
No Hispanic
people. No Hispanic people, no Asians.
Why not a yin-yang? That would incorporate Asians as well.
That also would have been
fun. That's
true. Still no Hispanic people.
No, I mean, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
I get it, man.
I personally wouldn't want them there, but what are you going to do? But yeah, that's what. And then it like became like third wave ska. Why do I fucking know so much about this?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is wild.
Yeah, third wave ska is like the kind of, is what you're thinking of, like the Real Big Fish and the Catch 22 and Goldfinger. That's like pop punk with horns kind of thing that didn't really have a political message at all.
Right. Here's my question. Have you ever been to Bamboozle?
No.
Warped
that's a
Tour.
Festival, right? Bamboozle Festival? Okay.
Yeah.
Warped Tour, yes. You, obviously.
Producer Leif is nodding feverishly.
Yeah. I went to Warped Tour once, but it was in like the year 2011 because my friend was working for a band.
What band?
I'm not going to say what band it was.
Why? Is it scandalous?
No, it's not scandalous. I just don't need to put everyone's fucking... I don't need to put everyone's personal life out on my podcast without asking
them. I understand that. Sure. Jeez.
I just feel bad. I feel like I'm always like, here's everyone's life. And they're like, I'm not a public person.
Absolutely. I totally get that.
Sure.
What happened to your table?
It's really squeaky. Did you fuck on it, Leif?
Leif, you dirty bitch.
Did
you
fuck on it? I have not fucked on this
you
table.
You did.
It feels like you either
You faced all cameras into the middle and you fucked right in the middle.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'm sorry. Seance. So I asked if you fucked on this table. Did you get fucked on the table?
Oh, my God.
Hey, my man. Nope.
Sick.
Fucking coward.
No, it's, I don't know. I think it's just falling apart because I have to move it every time everyone leaves. So I have to like slide it across and get it out of the way.
Dude, you can't slide tables, man.
I can't pick
it up. Famously known.
Or all this stuff falls off.
Oh, we'll take the stuff off first.
No, how it would take me 2 hours to set this up every time.
I feel like we're fighting at the beginning of this podcast. I feel uncomfortable, and I think we should start from a peaceful place. I know I am the guest, but...
Yeah, I don't like how much you're trying to run this fucking podcast.
But I think you should fucking know your role.
Hold.
Huh? Now, I'm not a negative person, but first and foremost, rule number one is please don't disrespect Mike on his podcast.
Thank you so much.
I can't help it. It's kind of natural.
Here's
the thing.
It
comes so naturally.
It comes so natural.
All right. First of all.
And I've already been with him for a while today, so I'm so sorry.
I would love to have control of my own podcast. Number one, let's know our roles. Co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Producer. Whatever.
Woman who says, come on, guys.
Yeah. I have to say, that's still the nicest thing he said to me, so I'm going to have to back out of this one.
Okay.
See, because you were almost there complimenting me with the don't disrespect me, which is a rule.
I tried so hard.
I never got the rules.
And I related to her so much when she started saying how much fun she had with you today.
Oh, I don't think I said that. I said I spent a couple hours with
you.
Yeah,
it was miserable.
Yeah, I didn't describe it, though. Yeah,
what?
That is true.
When did I lose control of the podcast? Because I need to know right now.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome to A Little Time Podcast with Diego Lopez and Micah Brucey.
Hello.
Or some people say with Micah Brucey and Diego Lopez.
I would prefer the second one.
I believe you would. Your last name starts with an A. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
We're so excited to be here with you all today.
Studio 8, Leif. We're here. We're queer. Suck it.
Please suck at my penis.
Okay.
With a very wonderful Gabby Bryan.
Hey!
Hello! She's wearing a wonderful corduroy jacket. Workwear jacket almost.
Bought it today.
Thigh length.
Nice.
I'm obsessed
with it. Good. It's a really
good
jacket.
Thank you. Could be a dress. Could be a jacket. Could be a shirt.
That'd be crazy to see as a dress.
Yeah.
It'd be a very Paddington Bear dress of you.
Thank you.
It'd be very
fun
to wear as a shirt, but to tuck it in.
Yeah. Into shorts.
It would look so bunched up around the waist.
I thought of a funny thing where, because you guys know those.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? That's crazy.
What's funny?
Oh, I mean, for you, we'll never know.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Pretty.
What's the funny thing?
I have a rapist switch. Is that what? Is that the?
That's from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her I'm rich and I'm handsome and I have a rapist switch. I never understood that when I was a child.
Oh yeah, because it's rapier wit.
Rapier.
And that was the name of my high school newspaper, the Rapier.
Uh-oh.
That's cool. Which is, I had a lot of fun with that. I'll tell you that.
So
in high
Long
school.
Island.
We were the Musketeers.
Oh.
And the rapier is a musketeer sword.
I know what a rapier is. I went to theater school. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Where was I going?
Thought of a funny thing today.
Oh, yeah. So thinking about her long shirt and tucking it in. You know those untuck it t-shirts? Those fucking stupid shirts they make for guys that are like, quote unquote, made to be worn untucked?
Yeah. T-shirts?
They're like button-ups.
They're button-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking of the opposite, just like the world's longest button-up shirt. Like it fits like a normal shirt, but it goes down like a gown's like behind you.
Well, the next level would be a romper of that, where it's just so long, it just pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or it's a shirt that's so long, it's just a dress, and you finally get to wear a dress as a man.
That's great. Yeah, I can't wait.
That's good.
I think it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to wear a dress.
When your wedding day?
White.
I'm going to wear a dress, and I'm going to make her wear a dress and also not show up, so I just get to wear a dress by myself.
That's fun. Yeah. And you get to cry. Everyone feels bad for you.
Oh, man. I would love to be able to cry. Do you think me getting left at the altar is when I'm going to cry?
Do you not cry?
I haven't cried in like 2 years.
What? Do you cry?
Yeah.
What? Do you think I have cried?
Kind. You got some tears.
I got one tear out at the Mr. Rogers documentary, which I don't think is crying.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
I'll get like two or three out.
I would love to weep.
But yeah, I haven't done that in decades.
No, what?
Yeah.
How do we...
Masculinity, baby.
Whoa. How do we induce weeping?
I think it's very hard.
To induce weeping?
Really? I watch a sad commercial and I am in hysterics.
Yeah, we're different people.
Let's see. I think the last time I wept... Because I cried at my grandfather's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I was weeping.
Yeah.
I had tears and I was crying.
Weeping
most,
is when you go...
Yeah. I didn't get there. And I only cried because I saw my dad crying.
Right.
And I was like, that got me. Yeah, that'll get you. I think last time I wept, I was like 23 when I got dumped.
Yeah, dumping will do it.
That'll get you there.
Then dump will do it.
Okay.
But then I haven't really like wept since then. Jesus wept, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to be more like him.
Every day.
That's not the part I like
abs.
About him.
I like that.
Yeah, well.
He was cut.
Hot.
Yeah, No, he was definitely
long
uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
He was not cut.
He's a Jew. He had a Jewish person.
Oh, no. He's,
and so Happy New Year to all my Jewish friends.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to my Jewish friends and also Gabby.
And also Gabby.
Thank you. I'm a Jew. Uh-oh.
I don't celebrate, though. I knew there was something I also didn't like about you other than the rest of
you. You can't tell from my face, but from my personality, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
She did drive me here in a white Jeep Wrangler.
How dare you say that on the podcast?
Wow. A white Jeep Wrangler. It was
notoriously car for semis.
It was like the Jeep from Clueless.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
That's
congratulations.
Sad.
No, it's not sad. That's great. It's a good movie.
Thank you.
Paul Rudd.
I was Stacey Dash because I famously very conservative.
There it is.
Where'd you think I was gonna go?
No, I knew exactly where you were
going. Okay, cool. At least I'm violently predictable.
Well, I mean, I think we think the same now.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, well,
goodbye.
Nice.
So, what's going on? I don't know.
What are we talking about?
A little tired.
I don't know. What's everyone been up to? You're
Yeah, you're moving
give
away.
Give me your hand.
My hand's kind of sweaty right now.
I don't
now.
Care. Give Diego your other hand. Cross them. You're moving to Los Angeles soon.
I like this.
The city of angles.
I'm moving to the city of angles. Isosceles angles. Wait, that's a triangle.
That's an angle.
No,
an
triangle's an angle.
Isosceles angle, it's, yeah, because it's... Listen, I'm so dumb it's crazy.
Usually I get it with geometry, but that was off.
I saw a line graph today, and I had to stare at it for about 25 minutes to figure out what it was, and I still couldn't get it.
They should be abolished.
I think most things should be abolished.
I think math should be abolished.
Okay, here's the thing. If I was in the same room as Pythagoras, I would beat the hell out of him.
I go up to him real quick. I go, and then I beat him up, but so I could say that I kissed him.
Oh.
Because I think that would be cool in like a specific social setting. And then I could also say that I fought him in a different social setting.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of covering all bases.
He's like, man, you really got a thing for him.
Yeah.
I'd go, hey, buddy, I got a theory for you. And I'd grab my nuts at him and then I'd fucking punch him in his stomach. His fucking Greek stomach. He would get fucking assaulted.
Yeah, do you have someone wearing those fucking togas and grabbing their
dick? Hey, I got something for you.
That's easy because you just kind of slide the toga away.
That's great. I love
sliding. Do you think there was flashing a lot then? Do you think guys were just lifting it up and showing you their fucking
I feel like they
bit,
were.
Their bits?
Yeah.
I just don't think they cared. So they just, I don't think they purposely flashed,
like
but they just like,
I need some
if
air.
It showed, yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like they're like, oh, let me get a little air in
or
here.
Or fan it.
They fan it? Get a little sun
leaf?
On it?
Sun it.
I sometimes will, actually, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, moving on.
No.
I just feel bad that my penis isn't getting sun, so sometimes I'll lay in my bed naked where the window is pushing sun into my bed. And then
you push sun into your bed?
Whatever the word is. Sun's coming through the light.
Sun is shining through
light's
your window.
Coming through the window.
So you...
try and get a little tan downstairs.
You tan penis first.
Right. Not first.
I'm saying in this predicament.
I never get sun.
Why can none of us talk to them? What happens?
There's one beam of sunshine that hits your
a window size beam.
You know what you get
on your window size dick. Yeah.
You can actually get a much more concentrated beam if you use a magnifying glass, and then also make people be able to find your penis easier.
That's true.
Because of how small it is.
I have a small one. Because the joke there
it's
was...
It's the window of a Barbie dream house.
Shout out Barbie dream house.
Which is quite a little window, actually.
It's a small one because it's a toy.
Because it's a toy in comparison to regular windows, which are much bigger on regular houses.
As a child, I had upwards of 300 Barbies, and that is true. And I know you could tell that from just looking at me.
It's... Of course.
And then one day I had a friend over, and we gave all of the Barbies haircuts and then just cut off all the hair. And then my parents thought I was a sociopath.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 I see that.
But
I was not.
Oh.
Yet.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
And had to throw out all the Barbies.
You had to throw them out?
I'm sure they were donated. Oh. Or I don't know.
Yeah, they were donated to a garbage can.
So. Yeah.
You didn't melt them down and make new Barbies out of them or something?
I'm like, just wait a little bit. They'll grow back.
Yeah.
Like chameleon tails or lizard tails?
Mm-hmm.
Chameleons are a lizard.
We are not well.
More like chameleonaire. All right. I gotta
okay.
All right. See you later.
How are you?
Yeah. I hate
myself. Why are you moving?
I'm moving because I work in TV production.
Oh, cool.
And my boss sold a TV show in LA, and all of the production is in LA.
Wow.
So I'm going. It's not very exciting. I'm going to work. I mean, it is. But
it's very exciting.
It's not funny. Yeah. I'm going there to work on it.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you have like a... What's the word when like an indeterminate amount of time you're
yes.
okay
yeah unknown
unknown well, that's beautiful.
It's like
unknown.
It's like when a party ends at question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
So you're like, I'm here from October until question
mark.
Mark.
That's fun.
That's how I feel about stuff too, because there's always the possibility that I could just kill myself. Like, I signed a lease from June until question mark.
We'll see.
Well, hello.
This could end quickly. It's also National Suicide Prevention Day. Hello, everyone.
Is it today?
Is it really?
Yeah, it is today.
Whoa.
Well.
That's a sign. Kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Look, if you're having a hard time, please reach out to someone, but not me. I'm very busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reach out and maybe reach all the way off of a bridge.
Reach out and tug on my nuts.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that Depeche Mode song is about?
Reach out and touch my dick.
Yeah. You know a song.
I know some songs.
That's unbelievable.
Wait, I need to know why you don't like music.
All right, here we go. Fucking
I
go.
Don't
have
think
you
it's...
told this on the podcast before? Because we don't need to talk about
it. No, it doesn't matter.
I'm just
no one listens. No one likes us.
That's like the Hedberg joke where someone's like, you can curse on XM Radio. He goes, yeah, you can also curse in the woods. No one's listening. It's not that I don't like music. I just don't care that much.
Okay, okay.
There's some that I like, but I don't do homework and like finding new music.
Yeah.
I rarely
You're not
actually.
An audiophile.
Yeah, I
Thank
rarely
you.
Will like actually sit down. I never sit down and just listen to music.
I'm an audiophile in a way that I only like really young songs.
Really new songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you got life on
I loved that.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm going to say that.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, that's my joke.
I'm
like
that?
On stage.
Yeah. In that, I'm stealing it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. You can do it in LA. I'll do it in New York. We can both do it on the road, but we can't do it in the same city at the same time.
Deal.
Cool.
I love doing the road.
I also love to do the road, which I do often. Come see me 2020.
opening
a small restaurant in Long Island,
Poughkeepsie.
Probably. Yeah. Opening up a vegan hot dog truck. Underneath a bridge.
Did you guys do that vegan thing that I was supposed to go with you and then I didn't?
No.
No. I had to go to L.A.
Oh, right. For
you
the fight.
To, yeah, mm-hmm. He went to L.A.
Very cool.
You were at it. You were doing a fucking stupid
I was doing
fucking,
a very cool thing.
Stupidest thing I've ever
Tell me what
heard.
You're doing.
I'm
not talking to you.
I know. I'm doing a preamble for the story to let you know that.
What's a preamble?
The an amble before.
Oh, no, no, okay.
So you know how there's an amble?
I love to amble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that it's before the amble.
Okay. After this, I'm going to do a post-amble.
I would love to.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to...
But wait, I just want to do the... I want to do the preamble. That unlike other times, I am upset about something.
Okay, very good.
And, like,
very
and it's specifically this thing that she's going to talk
Mike
about.
Mike was very mad.
I couldn't be more upset with someone.
Yeah.
Unless
so,
they fucked my wife. And still, if
and
they let
I
me
did.
Watch, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
I went to the jazz-aged lawn party. Are we familiar?
No.
Okay.
There's a bunch of words I don't like.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You don't like aged?
Nope.
Cool.
Or lawn.
Or party.
Or party.
It's this party on Governor's Island once a year. Everyone, it's
so annual.
Embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing.
Yeah, no, keep telling it.
Yeah.
Because then you'll see why I was so upset.
It's annual. And let me get this out of the way.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Second year in a row. Always have fun.
Oh, my God.
You dress up in 1920s.
You stop now.
Costumes.
Oh, it's like a Great Gatsby bullshit thing?
It's loose. Yeah. In that Great Gatsby was set in the 1920s.
Sure.
You go there.
Uh-huh.
And it's sponsored by Aperol Spritz.
None of those are words.
Do you know what Aperol? You guys don't drink. Do you drink?
No.
Aperol Spritz is what?
We have careers in we're stuff saying that's it to not the person comedy. Who's
leaving. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You gotta go do work on an actual.
Yeah, I can't drink. I have to walk dogs sometimes. Okay, get off my back.
Aperol Spritz is a drink that middle-aged women drink. It's this thing called Aperol. I don't know what's in it, but it is orange, and then you combine it with champagne. And you go to this party, you dress in 1920s outfits, and then you dance to a, 15-piece band, horn-based.
Me too.
And that is me
horn-based
too, hashtag.
Is kind of this whole podcast. Mm-hmm. Very horny.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah, you just go.
You go to a fucking
lawn
party. So you go to a fucking field. And you dance to some horseshit music, wearing a fucking headband.
That covers your your forehead.
Champagne ad from the Depression.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Looking like you would have sucked Woodrow Wilson's dick or something, and you can't fucking do a
gig with
me. Looking
like you can't shake smallpox.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm unembarrassed.
Do you have a picture of
that?
I am
embarrassed. Yeah.
I bet you did.
Did you swing dance?
No, I can't dance for shit.
Is that 20s? Is swing dance 20s?
That's, yeah.
No.
What?
I don't think it was that
I think
old.
It's 50s.
I thought swing dance was 40s or
50s. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of
that
beer.
That was the
90s. But that was the swing revival.
You shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you. I'll fucking tell you when the Cherry Poppin' Daddies was.
It was definitely the 20s.
Whoa, I just got their name.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right?
We are learning today.
This is me and my friends.
Okay. Which one of them are single?
How many? Okay, wait. Before I look at the picture, how many of them are people of color?
That's a solid zero.
Solid zero. But
I went three people, but one of them's very gay.
A man in a dress.
Yeah.
Which is negative race.
Wait. Okay, so it's a man.
And it wasn't a fully white event, and I want to publicly admit that.
I mean, everyone in this photo.
There is four people.
I just swiped.
Photo.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to look at that.
Was it a nude?
What?
Did you see one of our nudes?
It's the same exact picture.
No. Yeah, I just want to be honest.
I have nothing to hide. I have no password on my phone, and I never will.
Really?
Yeah,
I have so much to hide.
I couldn't have more to hide. Think of something bad that someone does.
Uh-huh.
I don't do it because I would be bad, but I might do bad stuff sometimes.
Okay.
Maybe think about that.
That's great.
What do you think is in my phone?
Screenshots of tattoos on Instagram.
Wow.
That was a good guess. That was such a good guess.
No, I just save those on Instagram.
Chip flavors that are vegan.
Like a list of them or pictures of
them? Picture screenshots.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
Pictures of you and Diego.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot
of ton.
That was just crazy.
A ton. Definitely an occasional nude of a very tatted up woman.
Yeah. That'll get you there.
And then screenshots of tour dates. Of different bands. I'm not going to lie. That was good.
Not exact, but it's all pretty good.
That was all pretty close.
Pretty a Brucey brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And dog pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And license plates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of license plates.
You nailed that one.
Did you see the one I saw today?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was. The license plate was the word six and then the Roman numeral for six.
Which is VI.
And then the word six again. And it was, of course, on a hearse.
I didn't know that from the picture.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
You should have doubled it up. You should have made two.
Six, six, so you could six see forever. That it's
a
hearse.
Got there was a bunch of people standing around it.
Just tell them to fuck off. You have a thing going on.
You have a brand.
Hey, pardon me. Pardon me.
There's two sides of cars.
Pardon me for people who seem to worship the devil. I have a thing. And it's posting on Instagram.
The best way to tell people to fuck off is saying, pardon me.
Pardon me, madams, to whom it may concern. Fuck off. I'm going to start sending that to the New Yorker every day. Dear sir or madam, kindly fuck yourself. Regards.
Warmest regards.
Michael Vincent Abruzzi.
What is this? What does he mean? Like, what do we do to this guy?
I start doing the New Yorker caption cartoon, but I just write, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to fucking kill you.
You do enough where they're like,
I have a file. Oh, I'm sweating now.
Oh, God.
Threatening people is the best.
It's so much fun.
Oh.
I didn't threaten a guy the other day, but I did get into a confrontation.
Tell me about it.
I was at an open mic.
Comedy open mic.
You?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Open mic?
I was at an open mic. Shocking.
I'm listening.
And it was in a very small bar, and it's just the open mic is just in the bar. The bar is tiny. The bar is maybe 1 1/2 of this room.
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys walk in who are not comedians. They're like probably mid 40s. They're both wearing the same identical light blue button up shirt.
Oh, yep. Yep.
The leader, he was the one that was louder.
Yeah.
He comes in, walks up to the bar, and just motions two to the bartender, and she goes, two of what? Like, he obviously was like, thought he was a regular.
Yeah, trying to cool guy.
Yeah, and she was like, two of what? And this bartender is so good looking.
She's very good looking.
She's so
good looking. Do I know this bar?
Mm. I don't
think
so.
Is it ocean themed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know which bartender I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's very good looking. And so, yeah, she gives him attitude, and that made her even more good looking mm-hmm. to me.
Love that.
And then he's kind of just like, you know, being like, what's going on here? But like kind of like talking loudly because there's like a little half wall separating him from where the stage is. And then our friend, comedian Lily Michelle, she gets up to go and perform. And he like very loudly in her ear goes like, hey, you better do well up there, or like some fucking condescending horseshit like that. And then I was just like sitting there just being like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just like let it sit for a second. And then she goes on stage and like it just says something like, oh, you know, glad there's people here yelling in my ear while you know, like walking on stage, or like something like mm-hmm. innocuous.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts like yelling at, like not, but it's like to say yelling, it like wasn't like aggressive,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, you know,
definitely talking,
definitely. But he was like making his presence known mm-hmm. for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And which guys in light button ups love to do.
They love to yep. do that. But he was being like, oh, what, like just like saying something to her. And I was just like, and I'm like sitting, and he kind of turns to look at me. I go, we don't yell at people while they're on stage.
Yeah.
And then he was like very taken aback that I said anything to him. And I'm just like, and I knew this was going to piss him off. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to break eye contact
yeah,
with
yeah,
him
yeah.
at all. Like, mm-hmm. he's like one of those guys that would like flip out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, oh, so we're not going to yell at people while we're on stage anymore. And then he's like, well, she made me a part of the thing. I was like, you yelled in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, and I was just like, so we're done now, right?
Yeah.
And he was like looking at me. I was like,
I love talking to adults as children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially just
when they're
that
behaving,
brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
When they're irresponsibly.
Yeah. Who, yeah. A man who is at least 15 years older than me.
Ugh,
just being Christ. Like, so we're done now.
Yeah.
And he's like, just like grumbling at the bar. I'm like, mm-hmm. are you a fucking child?
Get out of this ocean themed
yeah.
business.
Like, why do you think you're just allowed to do that? And then he was like, oh, is this like open mic? I'm going to go up. And then he just like left the bar and never came back.
Of course.
And I was just like, oh, I hope I get to just beat that ass in the middle of this open mic. Really fucking assert myself
awesome.
Physically.
And someone's holding the mic over it.
No,
so
and no
grunts.
One would back me up.
No
there.
One there.
Because you weren't there.
Because I wasn't there. I'm trying to think of anyone.
I'm trying to think of anyone that would have been there that would have helped me.
I don't know who was there.
Yeah. I don't think Connor was there. I could say he would
Connor helped. Would. Hung out with him today.
He's great.
He's great. He's going to come train tomorrow morning.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is something we could talk about not on the podcast.
I love it. Let's talk scheduling.
I love it. Yeah. You're like a scheduler.
Yeah, I have a Google Calendar and I do stick to it. Because I'm very forgetful, so I need to write everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will just simply
yeah.
do nothing.
Of course.
I once dated a woman that would...
What?
Yeah, I know. Because it's crazy, because usually...
Hell yeah.
Because usually it's a man.
Whoa!
I know.
Okay.
Which is progressive.
I love
that's
that.
Illegal.
But it, she would put, like... us hanging out.
Oh, I hate that.
Into her, but I think it was the same thing where it was like I'd be like, "Oh, do you want to hang out tomorrow?" And she'd be like, "Yeah, let me put it in my thing." But just because she would forget.
All right, I don't hate that.
But I still yeah. was. I'm like, I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be in your Google Calendar.
You shouldn't forget.
I think that's a problem with me dating. Truly, is that I'm like, all right, I'm free Thursday afternoon, Sunday 2 to 3.
Sure, exactly.
That's
yeah.
it. I just don't.
That's
I have
to
schedule you in.
Yeah.
Or that's it.
Yeah.
I'm a very busy woman. People email me constantly.
I'd love to get an email.
Thank you.
All of my emails are people like, hey, can we have some money? I'm like, I don't have any. And they're like, well, can you steal some? And I go, what? How, what kind of, how'd
from
you get my email?
Who are the? Are there just other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. just some guy, Brian. Like, oh, whatever. Let's see. What kind of person would steal? Probably somebody named Diego. That seems.
They just
like
try every like variation of that at Gmail.
They're like,
I mean, your Gmail is isteelstuff@gmail.com.
That makes a lot of sense now you bring it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a business.
But I just spell it EYE.
Yeah. So that's actually impressive.
I wanted to be an eye doctor.
But not a good one where you steal people's eyeballs.
Yummy.
You went to one of those haunted houses where they're like, it's a bunch of eyeballs in a bowl, but it's peeled grapes, and you were like, oh no, I found it. It like unlocked something inside of you.
This is a thing.
It's like, I love this.
Yeah, it's like when you have sex with someone.
What?
Heard of it? And
I
then
love
they like
that.
They, they like do a thing you've never done before, and you're like,
show you a video.
There's like a lot of videos of this stuff.
YouTube?
Kind of.
Siri.
Close.
A lot of those letters in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they do something, you're like, oh, I got to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
I just have my hand in the bowl of grapes and be like, hey, Diego, come on, we're going to finish the rest of the house. I'm like, no, I'm good here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm loving this.
This is pretty good.
It'd be very funny to be a person like, yeah, I'm into kinks, but all the kinks you do are just like weird sleepover pranks. You're like, yeah, I like to fuck a woman whose hand is in a bowl of warm water.
Oh, you're so wet right now. Yeah, I peed myself.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I've been peeing this whole time, yeah.
Okay, is peeing, is it or is it not wet?
Come on.
Legally,
there
it
you
is.
Go. In the Bible,
if
it says,
if you make a woman pee on you, you've made her wet. And squirt is mostly pee.
God
so.
Bless it.
Isn't that crazy? How squirting is mostly pee?
Hey, coming is mostly shit.
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Wait.
Huh?
So.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we got it. Hold on. We got to sit down for this one.
We need to stand up
we
for this
We do podcasting
one.
At a standing desk. Like we work at fucking Google.
We just keep going up and down. Yeah,
yeah. Like we're at church.
No, it's on a cherry picker.
Oh, that's fun.
Like working on
But
power
you have to
lines.
Adjust your chair. So you're like,
yeah, yeah. Hold on a second. We're all lazy boys.
So is your cum not brown?
No. Some days, but no.
No?
Am I allowed to leave?
No.
No.
Okay.
We've locked the gates.
Who are your guys?
What?
Jesus.
What?
Joseph.
Guides?
Guys?
Guys?
Mm-hmm.
Or guides?
Yeah.
Or a guys?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Geyser. Who's your geyser?
Who's your
what are your geysers?
Who's your geyser?
I got Yellowstone. I got
Old Faithful, obviously. It's an Old Faithful.
Yeah, you can't go any. I mean, you can name a second one.
I would love to name a second geyser.
Old what Chicory? Juniper the Third?
Yeah, keep going. What's another geyser?
Wielder the Jamaican?
Jamaican now geyser?
That's a guy, comma, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah, yeah. He tips his hat when he comes into the restaurant.
Why don't we
tip our hat?
Why don't we tip our hats more often?
I'm really into the, obviously, I think men should start wearing large fedoras again. Remember how men used to wear hats?
I mean, I've seen photos. I'm not that old.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Can you turn your phone on silent, Brittany, please?
Hey, man, could you fucking produce
you
the podcast?
You just ring
maybe?
A bell, a tiny bell right in my face.
It's fucking bicycle ass.
Yeah. Every time a woman talks for too long on the podcast,
yeah, it's
like,
right,
it's
yeah.
a bell. Bing. Can you let the boys
wrap
talk?
It's just a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
But you think men should be wearing big hats?
I just am really interested in that old fashion.
But with suits.
I think everyone should go back. That being said, I do wear pajamas every single day. But I think that it would be fun if everyone went back to wearing suits, hats, and then you tipped a little bit
and
when
if
you walk
were,
into an establishment.
And if there were like separate water fountains.
Yeah.
Is that what
you
want also?
By wearing hats, I do mean I wish there were separate water fountains.
Please isolate that later and spread it. But that's the thing where it's like that always blows my mind when people are like, oh, I wish I go back to, you know, I want to go to like a speakeasy bar or go back to the 1920s. And it's like.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's like it's no, it didn't. It wasn't great for everyone.
Mm-mm. There was no penicillin.
Yeah. When I need it often.
You do
often.
Take a lot of penicillin.
I do.
And you got it in powder form somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you mix it in water?
And I snort it.
Sick. You don't drink, but you do snort penicillin.
Well,
and that's cool.
We all have our own vice.
I call it penicillin.
Mine is watching Vice.
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
Hello, world. I am Diego, and I like to watch Flophouse.
What is Flophouse?
It's a comedy show on Vice about comedians in front with.
Can we unplug everyone's mic except mine? I'd love it if it just...
Oh, I stopped recording this episode half an hour ago.
I'd love it if this thing was just me. But it's me just being like, what are we going to talk about? For an hour, just be like,
hold on a second.
Something.
What's the news? Today? And you just hear the noise of a newspaper folding over, like, oh, this guy's something in here.
And I'm like, I would love to be able to read. I'm just flipping.
We did get into an argument earlier.
Oh, yes. Let's get into this. An argument between friends.
Between friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is usually what I call a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it an argument, a fight.
And what was the word of this? What was the issue?
So we were just talking about how we both wanted to eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
Which I always want to eat a sandwich.
Yeah, we were talking about Wawa.
We were talking about her going to Wawa. Oh, because Gabby is living in New Jersey in the interim between right before moving to L.A.
Mm-hmm. I was born in New Jersey.
Where?
Patterson.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's north of me.
That's north.
But it is in New Jersey.
It is in New Jersey.
Her
it's
exact
very bad.
Address in New Jersey is actually
69420 Cut Street.
No, I've been there before. Not that bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's an avenue, really nice, but you were.
Oh, close. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So we were talking about Wawa.
So uh-huh. I told her she goes to Wawa every day.
Famed gas station / convenience store. That's very
the
nice.
The pride of New Jersey, I would say.
Oh, easily,
right?
Easily.
I'd say that's Bruce Springsteen, but yeah. I'd say it's Bam Bam Bigelow, to be honest. But that's a very niche. He's from Asbury Park. Anyway. There's so many people from New Jersey, which is crazy.
So is Tyrion from Game of Thrones.
Is that his
Peter
name?
Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage is from New Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, man, that explains a lot.
Does it?
Yeah, someone asked me if Peter Dinklage is from New Jersey.
And you're like, I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, so then we were saying I would like to have a sandwich, and then she was like, you know, I think sandwiches are my favorite food.
Mm-hmm. Which I have said out loud before.
Which I don't think is a
you
thing.
You have.
I've
said that out loud.
I don't think it's a thing. Because here's the thing. I agree with you in spirit.
Thank you.
But
it's like saying, that's being like, what do you like to watch on TV? And you're like, shows. Because it's like it's a category.
Sure. But am I wrong? I like watching shows.
Yeah. What else can you watch on TV?
Movies.
Mm-mm. That's a movie. That's
commercials.
Not on TV.
It's on television. Is the machine?
No, that's on a TV. When you say I'm watching television,
when you watch TV on an a TV.
What if there's a movie playing on TNT?
See, that's where you get me.
Okay.
See, that's where my logic is flawed.
Uh huh.
But before that, I was 100% right. But before you brought up the part where I was wrong, I was
bumped
right.
Down. Yeah, okay. Bumped down a little bit.
I see what you're saying. We're just not specific enough.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
If I'm in... Okay, let's start like this. If I'm in a Vietnamese restaurant, my favorite thing there is a...
Is a banh mi.
Banh mi. If I'm in a...
Mine is a noodle salad.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, so your favorite food already isn't sandwiches.
I said in that, no. I didn't say it was my favorite. I said in a Vietnamese restaurant, that is my favorite.
Okay.
But overall.
Okay. If I'm in a diner.
Uh-huh.
Veggie burger. That's basically a sandwich.
It is.
Now we have to do that. Is a hamburger a sandwich
thing? It is.
Thing.
It just is.
Because the full name of it is a hamburger sandwich.
Exactly.
Because the hamburger is the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. So
wow,
they
I thought that was a good joke.
No. It's just true that it's called hamburger sandwich. But then it's shortened to hamburger, which really isn't much shorter. Yeah. What, name a third type of restaurant.
Mexican. My favorite thing there is a torta.
That's not true.
Why not?
Is a taco a sandwich?
I mean, no.
Is a taco a sandwich?
No.
A taco is not a sandwich. It's one piece.
Are wraps a sandwich?
No, a wrap is a wrap.
A wrap is a wrap.
I mean, you're gonna have to bring it better than that, like.
But this was my argument before: is that people say that an omelet is their favorite food, and an omelet is the sandwich of eggs, and that the egg holds the ingredients
right.
together.
That's not right.
I don't like that argument.
You
an
don't
omelet
like that?
Is not
no.
the sandwich of eggs. An egg sandwich is the sandwich of eggs.
No, because that's still a sandwich. I'm talking about a sandwich of eggs.
That's like saying a steak is the fucking pizza of meat. That doesn't fucking make any sense.
Yeah, it almost hurt my head a little bit when you said it. Like, wait, hold on. He's like, you give me a chainsaw and a feather to juggle. I'm like, this is too much.
You're like, this
Pick
is going to be off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think sandwiches are my favorite food, I think is fine. You should be more specific.
Like, if you were like, a ham sandwich is my favorite food.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, cool, weird.
Sure.
But
creepy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe branch out. Mm-hmm. But who am I to judge? Mm-hmm.
You're Micah Brucey.
Judge Judy, an executioner.
I love that gif of her, like, come on. Like, she's, like, doing the
thing. Yeah, yeah.
That's, like,
wrap
the funniest. She's like, come on. I'm old.
Friend of the show, Nick Nanny, had a very
Oh, right.
A very funny joke about how he lied to everyone at his summer camp and just told them he was Judge Judy's nephew for, like, a long time, so and then funny. Just never told them he wasn't.
Yeah. That's Why good. Would you? What is your favorite sandwich?
See, I just simply don't have one. Wow. It depends on my mood. PB&J? Sure.
Okay.
A tofu sandwich?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay.
A hummus sandwich? Sure.
What's a hummus sandwich?
I like to go just a sandwich with things in it, and the base is hummus.
Okay. But there's
like,
stuff.
You know, you go to a vegan restaurant, and there's like, always a hummus sandwich, and it always has
cucumber.
Cucumbers and carrots and
yeah,
celery.
Yeah, but what is that?
Spinach.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Raisins.
No, it's lettuce, but it's not. It's like a
cabbage.
White. No.
Sprouts.
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 We got there.
Dude, it took a while.
Well, she was just going like this.
Yeah.
You think about it, this is sprouts.
No, his gesture was good. That was not good.
This is
because you. That's what you do with sprouts.
You're right. One time
for anyone at home, it's like I'm
pulling
apart the sprouts.
One time on set, I had to film a scene where I ate literally 17 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I didn't throw up. Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
I recently ate 7 Taco Bell bean burritos in
you
an hour.
You did. It's very impressive.
And I almost threw up.
But you didn't, and
but
that's
I didn't,
important.
But I went, huh. I got one. I got one.
Did you hard heave?
It wasn't even a heave. It was like I stopped it at the gates.
That night or that weekend where you got sick and then I got sick?
Like in January?
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I was so sick I couldn't lay in my bed anymore. And then I went too late because we have a couch that pulls out into a bed. And I just pulled it out in the living room and just laid on the couch and moaned for a while.
Wait, why couldn't you lay on your bed anymore?
It was the thing where I was so sick. I was like, I can't be in this room anymore.
Yeah.
I had it was either horrible food poisoning or one of those like just like 24 hour viruses that like knocks you out. It was a point where I was, shitting into the toilet and throwing up into the tub at the same time.
So sad. The worst kind.
The worst. And then you're like throwing up and it's nothing anymore.
Yeah. It's just like,
and you're just crying. I guess I wasn't crying, but I was just like,
And I got sick like the next day.
Yeah.
Where I threw up for the first time in years. We were making out ass to ass.
Oh, you had to. Over the shoulder?
No, just our buttholes.
Our buttholes kissed.
Oh, I thought your asses were touching and you were also making out. So it was
that's,
kind of
that's
ridiculous.
That's a cool move.
I don't know.
You don't have the flexibility for that.
Okay, first
but
of all.
But you do.
Okay, do. Number one, we're not here to attack each other's flexibility.
I'm not attacking.
Which I have in spades.
You wish you had.
I'm so flexible. I'm so flexible.
I dare
I'm
you
stiff.
To touch one toe. Right now.
I think you can touch your toes. I just don't think you can reach behind. You can't.
You think I could turn and kiss?
That's not. I didn't say turn.
But your assholes have to be touching.
It's a curvature you have to create.
How? What? How do you think this is going
to
work?
I think we're going to have to push our butts back.
Touch butts.
And curve our spine to get.
My spine's already curved.
But the opposite direction.
Scoliosis, bitch!
Oh, no. It's not even scoliosis. It's just like poor self-esteem
yeah.
has turned my fucking body into a question mark.
Just a lot of failures over the years. Mm-hmm.
Just really compressing your spine down mm-hmm. with all
yeah,
the weight of the world.
okay.
That video we watched yesterday, the first love at first kiss or whatever thing.
Oh, my God.
When that guy was walking down the hallway, it was like the saddest thing I've ever
seen
in my
life. This is one of my favorite videos in the world.
Wait, I'm not kidding. I was talking about this week.
The love at first kiss?
No, we were talking about this. Oh, you weren't there. That was on the podcast. Shout out to Apocalypse, the podcast we're both on. That was the podcast that you weren't there and Case Rosso was on. And we were talking about if you stare into someone's eyes for a long enough time, you fall in love. I'm breaking eye contact.
For how long? I mean, I've looked at everybody for like 45 minutes.
It's
stupid.
It's unbreaking. That's why so many co-stars fall in love.
I think it's because they're both hot and rich.
That's probably part of it.
Dripping wet.
Oh, just horned in the prime of their fuck age. Mm-hmm.
There's also that thing where there's like a list of like 20 questions you ask and you like fall in love over them.
That should be the podcast. We just ask those to each other every day.
We should do that right now.
Should we do that right
now?
Yeah,
come up. That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Okay. But the video was this very podcast. No. You're being a great. The video was like this very, and again, everyone has a different life. It's hard for some people. A very awkward young man, and he walks up to. She's waiting in a room, and he has to walk around the corner to enter the room.
Yeah,
and he just
it's two strangers that have to kiss each other and then figure out if they want to go on a date.
The saddest posture and like face, and like he like walks up to the girl awkwardly, and she goes like, "Hi." He goes, "Hi, can I kiss you now?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he like leans in, grabs her shoulders, and just kisses her on the cheek, and just races out of the room. And she's like, "Is that it?" And the producer stops him, and he's like, "What happened?" He goes, "I don't know. I messed it up." And he's like, "Jesus Christ!"
Whoa.
They watch another video where he proposed to a girl, and it's just like, she said yes. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Was that a real proposal?
What do you mean by real?
Real?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've watched one video. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I've watched one where they kiss, like two strangers kiss, make out.
Yeah.
Do you know that video?
I think it's...
It went viral.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
I've seen that. We watched like exes kiss again.
Oh, that's intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me a lot.
That's true, but no one was filming it.
I love kissing my exes.
Don't we all? Come on.
Come on, people.
Like kissing my exes? Is this a fucking thing we have to talk about now? Oh, you guys are good enough friends to kiss my exes, but not good enough friends to tell me.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what I love those exes is. That you hook up with truly every 3 years for your entire life.
I got one. She lives around the fucking corner from me. Not great. But she has a boyfriend, and I saw my mom over the weekend. And of course, my mom had to bring up my ex-girlfriend.
She loves bringing her up.
She loves bringing up this one specific ex-girlfriend a lot. And she was like, "Oh, yeah." I almost said her name. And she's like, "Oh, blah 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 has a boyfriend, and he looks a lot like you." But I'm like, "But like worse, right?" And she goes, "Yeah, sure." He doesn't look better than me. I'll tell you that. Nobody fucking does.
That's true.
Anyway, this is. Are you guys ready for 36 questions?
Yes.
Yeah. What else we got?
I mean, yeah, we really didn't plan anything. I mean, we should. We got where are we at?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Perfect. Right.
We'll go fast.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do rapid fire.
Leif, why didn't Leif ask them?
No, no, no,
no.
Do you want Leif to ask them?
And then we all answer?
And then we all answer? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. All right, Leif, I like that. I'm sorry, I was going to include Leif and have him answer the questions, but also if you look at any of my text messages when they come in, I will kick the shit out of you.
Say them out loud.
Please don't.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Diego.
Magellan.
Mike.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you.
Would you like to be famous in what way?
Diego. Yeah, as a comedian.
Yeah, B-level.
Oh, yeah. Also B-level.
Ooh.
A lot of money, but don't get recognized.
C. Good in money, don't get recognized. Also, Vine star.
The literally amount of fame I have, I want is to go into a restaurant, and every once in a while, someone that works there is like, I got it.
Oh, that's cool.
I go into a bar and
point two at the bartender, and she knows.
And she knows. Yeah. Yeah. And she doesn't go, two of what?
Two of what? Okay.
Hold on. There's a text in the way.
Read it.
Don't read my text.
Just put tape over the top of the text.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you were going to say?
Yes.
Why? Yes.
No.
I don't want to feel stupid.
I want to be prepared.
I couldn't care less.
What would you constitute as a perfect day for you?
I teach in the morning. Okay. I do something cool in the afternoon, like what I did today by filming that show thing.
Yeah.
And then I do comedy at night, stand up at night. That's a perfect day.
Hang out with my family. Sleep till 12, hang out with my family till 3, and then be on set till 4 in the morning.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you guys have... No, it's obviously you wake up in the morning... You have 1 to 9 bagels.
I'd like to add a bagel into mine too.
Well, I'm sorry, you already said your perfect day, so I'd like to say mine. I ceded the floor to you. And so I wake up. You have 1 to 9 bagels. You really watch a bunch of YouTube videos, and most of them are different members of Korn teaching you how to play an instrument.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst videos in the world, and I can't stop watching.
You really can't.
I know. And so now it's about, let's say it's about two. You walk not far. You get some soft serve ice cream.
Vegan.
Of course. No. Come on. Is this or is this not my perfect day?
Oh, God.
It's so specific. It makes me
I think this,
scream.
You taking up the, yeah, all the time, okay, is your perfect
this
day.
Is my most imperfect day right now. Yeah.
And then you get your dick sucked 9 to 15 times.
When did you last sing to yourself to someone else? That's two separate questions.
Okay. I think I sang to myself the other day. I got a Drake song stuck in my head. I've never sang to someone else. No, that's not true. I sang to someone only because we were joking and I was, what's the word? It was a Spanish song and I was translating it to English, but it wasn't really like singing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Every time I get into a car, I sing loud and with passion. And me and my dad play a lot of music together, so yesterday.
I sang in Gabby's white Jeep Wrangler today on the way over here.
That's true.
I was playing a Prince song, and I just went, hey, you know I sang this song? Like, obviously thinking she would think it was a joke, and she goes, did you really? She thought I sang a Prince song. It's very nice. And then who was the last – I don't know the last time I sang at, like, to someone.
Yeah.
I've sang with people.
Yeah.
I did – oh, man. What you want to hear the dark – a quick dark memory. Not that dark.
Quick, all right.
Not dark, like, okay, so the year.
It was 3 in the morning.
Yeah, no, but I definitely was so heartbroken over a woman once that I video recorded me playing a song on the guitar that we liked, and I sent it to her.
Do you still have that?
Hell yeah.
No.
My heart just dropped, I swear.
No, it's gone.
It was like Nick and Nora.
It's so brutal.
I liked that movie.
This was like,
yeah,
this,
I really love it.
God, it was so long. It was like 2-3 weeks ago. It was
wow, that's crazy.
I was fucking ages ago.
If you are able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for
body.
The last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Body.
Oh, I can't wait to have an old body, truly, so mind.
Oh, I would have killed myself at 30.
I can't wait to be in the nursing home with cum gutters.
Yeah. I got about 9 more months to live.
Not applicable.
Yeah. Neither, and also I didn't even plan on making it to 30.
Ooh, that's fun, because do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
By my own hands at 69 years old.
You gotta make it to 69.
Yeah, of course.
Hunch, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna choke on a kind of hard candy in the mall. When I'm like 43.
You're gonna get a banana run stuck sideways down your throat.
And everyone just watches and goes,
you think
is
I'm doing
he
a
okay?
Bit? Yeah. I'm going to die by bit.
Oh, he's doing Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
This is dark butt skin cancer. I'm riddled with moles.
Oh, sick. Let me see
two.
Yeah,
I'm very white.
That's one. That's two. There you go. All right, very good.
All right. Look at that.
Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common.
Don't have a partner. Cool.
We live in the same apartment. We're both vegan.
We're both vegan.
We host a podcast together.
We're sober.
We're sober.
Tattooed.
Uh-huh.
Dressed well.
Yep.
Cool. You guys won.
Hold on a second.
Not having a partner is mine.
Yeah.
Just want to circle back to that. Thank you.
Gabby is single, everyone.
She couldn't be more single. Please hit her up when
hit her up in L.A. She's a real
LA.
Babe.
Thank you.
L.A. heads.
She is...
Give me that
minorly
LA
attractive.
Dirty dick.
Get that dirty dick. That dirty LA swamp water dick.
Minorly attractive.
She's vaguely good looking.
My cell phone number is 732.
Don't worry, I have it. DM me. I'll give you her cell phone number.
Honestly, DM me. I'll give it to
you. Hell yeah. Find her on Raya, which she's on.
Wow.
Thank you.
I just found out that is yesterday, and now it's been brought up in three separate conversations.
Raya?
In this room in the last 2 days.
I love this room.
What is that?
I love Room. It's a very exclusive dating app for rich people and sluts.
I'm not even
and
to the
I'm
point.
I'm both.
Hell
killing
yeah.
It. What in your life do you feel most grateful?
What's that word mean again?
Grateful.
What am I most grateful for?
What am I most grateful for? You know, I honestly am like
my health.
Yeah. That's like one of those things.
Psyched,
like, it sucks to say it, but it's like I literally saw a guy today. So I saw a guy today who had one arm.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Fuck that guy.
I know. It was crazy. I was like, what is
like
this?
He's like,
what
either.
So he's in a wheelchair. He had one arm and he had one prosthetic leg and he was still jerking off.
I gotta get it done.
And I was like, oh, God, I'm glad I'm not this guy.
Get on in there.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got anything?
Oh, family.
Family.
I like
you
parents.
Love your family.
I like half of my family.
All right.
Ooh. Are you mixed or something?
Yes!
Awesome. If you could change anything about the way you were raised,
body.
What would it
I'd
be?
Change my body. About my body.
Can I change not having any money?
I
wish you had a little bit more money.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I'm pretty psyched on how I turned out, so I think a little money I think would be nice. That's it.
I think I would have liked if my parents got divorced earlier.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Just because it like...
I like how you're not saying they would stay together.
No, because they shouldn't.
Hmm.
But in this, yeah. You could make it so... Okay.
I don't know. I think they both seem happier.
Okay, I get that.
Separate. But I think because it hit me at like there was like a lot of shit happened all in my life. That seems to happen to me a lot where it's everything is happening at one time.
Mm.
So like a bunch of really heavy shit happened all when I was like 13. And I think that's like the worst
age.
That's a tough age
for it to happen. So I wish it was maybe if I was like eight or nine.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I think it would have
8 or 9 or like 19. It was like either one of those windows.
Yeah,
but
after I've moved out already or before I like. Because I think it really has affected, as much as I don't want to admit it, I think it really has affected the way I view relationships and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, literally until I was, like, 22, I thought, well, the way you communicate with your partner is screaming.
Mm.
And then my girlfriend was like, hey, no.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Huh.
I never thought of it that way. Not yelling. Well, okay.
Take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
Skip. Hard skip.
Listen to, just right. Listen to all that fucking
we
early
literally part. Have a podcast
yeah.
about that for you, for these two. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
I would like to have gained losing 50 pounds. okay. I'm sorry.
No.
I wish I could dance. Oh, I just cut
no,
you
No,
off.
No, please. No, no. You wish
I
you
wish
dance?
I could dance.
Is specific, any kind of style specifically?
All of them. Jazz. Of them?
You just do everything. That's how sick.
I wish I could. I think dancers are the coolest people on the planet.
Wow. They dress like idiots, though.
Yeah. Oh, they have. Yeah. It's not a good career. But wow, they can move.
I wish I was better at like adult paperwork stuff.
Taxes.
I'm not great at that kind of stuff. Yeah, the whole world I'm just bad at.
I would love a practical skill. Like I would love to be really good at like...
Welding?
Welding or like web design or plumbing or anything where I could make a little bit more money.
Yeah, coding and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I feel like we learned that pretty easily. Though.
I just feel like I wish I had done it at a younger age.
Yeah, true, but this is the youngest you're going to be for a long time.
That's not true.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you so much.
I wish I would have learned it younger so I could have had a better life.
Ah, dude, you're kidding. Yeah, of course.
I'd love to have a better life. This is getting sad quick.
Well, let's keep it
set
moving.
Set two, if Crystal Ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Crystal Ball can tell you anything about the future?
Yep. Anything about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else. What would you want to know?
Am I wasting my time?
Yeah.
There's so many words. Just what would you want to know from Crystal Ball?
I would love to know if I'm wasting my time.
Nothing. I love not knowing. But also, this is a fact. Casadega, Florida has the highest number of fortune tellers in the entire country. And it is a psychic's safe haven. And that's a fun fact.
Huh.
Thank you.
Where's that?
Have I met the one already? Did I miss out on the one, quote unquote? That'd be kind
sure.
of good.
Do you believe there's a one?
No, I feel like there's a bunch or a couple.
Yeah. A couple. Yeah.
Depends on how hot you are.
The Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale. Wow. You get three greats.
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Suicide. Why haven't you done it?
I'm a coward.
Dreamed of doing.
I would like to. I've dreamed of traveling more.
Yeah.
I would like to leave the country and this mortal coil.
This plane of reality.
Yeah.
I want to. Wait, what was the question again?
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
Oh, I want to learn how to play the violin, and because I'm lazy.
I want a headline. I don't have enough material. And also, no one wants to see that
yet.
You're on your way.
What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Oh, this fucking makes me so sad.
My brown belt, probably, or winning the title that I have. One of those, a fighting thing, probably. Shushitsu.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest accomplishment of my life.
Is abs an accomplishment?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, I have good abs.
Well, they're fine abs.
I think they're great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're great.
Oh, am I quiet? I'm like, oh, yeah, there's pictures online now.
Yeah, like a lot of them, which I love.
Thank you. You took a great one.
I did take a great one. Greatest accomplishment, I guess, is like just getting paid to do comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like really the only thing I've ever like worked on.
Yeah.
I've like tried at in my entire life. And to be able to like have people pay me to like headline a show is like,
it's cool as shit.
It feels cool.
I got it today. I got the first check for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And that felt really nice.
That's nice.
That was like a, not like a lot, but it's the most I've ever made, but for still, comedy is my name on it.
$55.
Like $54.
That's why they call
Canadian
it.
Canadian dollars.
That's why they call it Studio 54.
That's
just it's crazy that I got money for being funny.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What do you want most?
Wait,
you
answer I never question? Answered.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm trying to think. I'm such a young baby child, so that's hard. Actually, one time my friend told me, if you had to look back, like jump back a year and look at what you accomplished in that year, would you be excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
And that really puts things into perspective.
Yeah, I agree.
I just shot my first movie and it was really...
That's great.
Awesome, and it's coming.
That's
out.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's enormous. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's my...
Did you mention me to anybody?
Yeah.
Did you say either of our names? Possibly, yes. To the director.
I randomly said both. I shot it a while ago, and yeah. I didn't even know you guys.
Yeah.
But I was spewing your name.
Thank you.
I love a woman spew.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Good to see you. What's the next question?
What do you value most in a friendship?
Sexual chemistry.
Yeah. sexual tension between two men.
What do I value the most? I think it's like comfortability. Just to be able to be truly open.
Yourself.
Yeah, raw.
And yeah. I love to raw dog my friends emotionally.
sexually.
That too. But that's a different thing that I do. But yeah, probably that. I don't know.
I feel like when people get my humor, like that's like my favorite thing. When, mm-hmm. Like, it's like I've met people that I'm like, you can tell your comedy, like not even like stand-up style, but like you can joke about something and they get what you mean by it.
Yeah.
And it's like that feels so good. Like the connection feels so strong so quickly. Yeah. Oh, a nice pair of tits.
Yeah.
Nice big tits.
I didn't say big. It's like nice pair of tits.
I said big.
All right, well.
A thick hog.
And you do mean a pet pig.
I do.
I think weird. I need my friends to be weird.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate when someone's like, I just can't connect with someone when they're just like, yeah, you know, I just was... Yeah, I paid my mortgage. Yeah, I was like, shut.
I don't have a mortgage.
Oh, tell me about how you dreamed about fucking your sister or something.
You go.
Even if you didn't do it, make it up.
Say that.
I'm going to do two. What is your most treasured memory? What is your most terrible memory?
I'm not saying the terrible memory on here.
Treasured memory. Oh, man. I remember when I was in Colombia.
Humble brag.
I was not at all. We were poor. we were staying at, like, because we weren't supposed to be there as long as we were. We were kind of living with like one of our aunts. Like we didn't fit in the. It was too small. And I was like a little sad. And my mom took me out of the house because like there's so many kids. She took me and took me on a walk, and she took me to this little place that had arepas that have like a certain kind of like white cheese on it that gets like melted. And she just took me on a walk and got me that. And just, like, she didn't want to share it with anyone else. She wanted it to be just mine.
Oh.
And we took it on a walk. And I remember, like, just feeling, like, very special and very, like, important in that moment. And that was 25 years ago, you know? It's like,
wow.
I've always remembered that. I love that moment. What's the other question? The saddest, worst moment?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most terrible memory.
My brother got taken away for boot camp. In the army, like I was just bawling, like just like I fell apart. I was so scared, and like this is the first time he's been out of my life in that way, and I've never been without him for more than a couple of days, and like it was just brutal. But again, it's like I knew he was gonna be fine, but it's like that was like in the midst of like 9/11, like
yeah.
Afghanistan was scary, and oh man, I was bawling my eyes out for days.
How old were you? Like 16?
I think I was 16. He was 19. Yeah, 16.
Shit.
Wow.
If you knew.
Wait, that
I'm just trying to get through these.
Listen,
we're happy to get
through
them.
We're just sitting in a deep emotional moment.
A nice fun time.
Does anybody have
a little time? Yeah. My favorite moment My dad used to play piano. Well, he still plays piano. And as a kid, I would always lay underneath the piano, like under the body of it, and just listen.
Oh, I love that.
So that's, and I still do that sometimes.
And you look up his skirt?
And I just look at that big hog, and I go,
you know, good for your dad for having a big hog.
You don't play a piano if you don't got a big hog.
It's true.
Yeah, that's what you push the pedals for. You push the pedals with, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so love that. And then my moments, worst moments, similar. Mm.
We went to Starbucks
brother,
and they're out of frappuccinos.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? my brother moved. I'm a twin, and my brother moved out of my mom's house. And we were just like too young to be separated yet, because twins have that weird.
Yeah, they need to fuck each other.
Yeah,
it's not weird that they fuck each other.
It's not weird. It's natural. Yeah. So that was the worst.
Yeah. Wow.
I think my best memory is like Christmas Eve is a big thing in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like because everyone gets together at my mom's side of the family is huge. So everyone's over there, and we do the same thing every year where we make cheeseburgers and homemade French fries and chocolate milkshakes. And that's, aww, like, it's, like, such a fun tradition. And I, like,
that's
especially
what Mel Gibson has in the signs.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
And it's, like, I remember, like, being a kid, because we would open up the presents from that side of the family on Christmas Eve there. So I remember, like, the feeling of being done with dinner, but then the adults being like, we're having dessert now.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, sitting, just being like, oh, come on. I want a present.
Yeah.
So bad. Like,
it's
me
crazy,
and my,
right?
Me and my cousins just, like, fucking freaking out and just being like, dessert is over! We are opening the presents now! That's that's probably the best. And I think the worst was the first time my dad moved out.
Yeah.
Because my parents got separated for a little bit when I was, like, younger. And my dad moving out was like,
that's brutal.
I couldn't even understand it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like he was crying and it was like a whole fucking thing, which I've only seen him cry like 4 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of them was because I wouldn't fucking suck him off. he's like, please, I got blue balls. And I was like, shut the fuck up, baby.
Weeping going.
But yeah, I think that was the worst moment of my life, probably.
Oh man, like we can't have a genuine moment ever.
I can't do it, man. I've been too genuine. All right, well, keep going.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would,
yes,
you change anything?
Kill myself
about the way you were living.
Yes,
now.
Expedite it.
Yeah. I'd kill myself now so I could be proven it wrong.
What was the last part?
if you knew
you're gonna die
that in
year.
1 year you would suddenly die, would you change anything about the way you are living now?
Yeah,
100%.
Is that, it's certain that I'm gonna die?
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do. Let's say there's nothing you could do, you're gonna die,
yeah,
in a year.
I don't know, because there's the thing. I don't have enough money to do anything I actually want to do,
right,
in that year. So I guess I'd probably just, I don't know, keep going to work. I'd keep going to work. Maybe I'd take 2 weekends off in a year, go on a little trip somewhere. I don't know. Maybe I'd visit England finally like I want to, go to Italy.
Yeah, I can afford things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're going to die, get into a bunch of debt. Who the fuck cares?
Oh, that's a good point.
I get a credit card and I'd fucking really saddle my family.
Yeah, I get a credit card and they're like, you have a $200 minimum. Or whatever, Reddit.
Yeah.
Credit limit?
Reddit.
Yes.
Reddit limit.
You have a $200 Reddit account. What?
Okay.
I was like dying in a year. I'd still do jiu-jitsu probably. I'd still do stand-up.
Wow, it's crazy you love working out.
Yeah. I don't know I don't consider jiu-jitsu working out, but yes. I'd probably go see my family and like try and see my brother and try my parents and stuff. I'd try to fuck a lot.
I would try to fuck so much and I would never see my family again. I'd be like, I love you and I would go on a cross country fuck tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would talk to every woman I've ever met in my entire life.
I don't know what
my
city.
My passcode is exactly what you think it is.
69, 69, 420.
I don't know what city I would fuck the most in. I feel like my vibe or aesthetic would do well in like Austin or Seattle.
Yeah.
But I'd go to one of those too.
Yeah.
Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, man. 804, yeah. 804?
Alabama, all of it.
804? Yeah, they'd love me.
I would do exceedingly well in Miami-Dade County.
305, bitch.
Yeah, I'd take a...
So, fucking.
I would get a car and I'd do a cross-country fuck tour.
I want to fuck with the view of the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Oh.
That's fun.
I want to... I want to drop a cum at Mount Rushmore. I want to jerk off in every national park.
I
want to
pull out.
I want to jerk my little pecker off in every national park.
I want to pull out and go right into a fucking geyser.
I want to cum at all seven wonders of the world. That's my goal.
What does friendship mean to you?
God damn it.
I thought we did that.
Giving me some money.
A lot of them are.
If I text you at 11:45 p.m. and go, come over, there's some shit, I'm about to get in a fight, and you do it, and you come at the wherever bar I'm at and come back me up or help me hide a body or some shit. Getting into potentially legal danger to back me up. Yeah.
Friendship to me means Venmoing me $2,000.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't fucking go to school. I'm not defining words. Webster's Dictionary defines friendship as
69ing in front of a door.
Yeah. See, it's,
any door.
It means your friend doesn't care. Friendship is fucking in someone's bed and they're not mad at you.
Whoa, that's a good one. That's good. Mine's hanging out consecutively for like a week and then not speaking for 3 months and then being able to hang out consecutively for a week again.
That's cool.
Friendship is being able to sit next to each other silently for hours and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's friendship. That's the peak of friendship.
Mm-hmm. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Literally control every single thought I've ever had.
And then love and affection play. I want affection. I'm not that interested in love right now.
But I
don't know. They probably do some kind of subconscious controlling of my day-to-day life.
I define my entire self through both, for sure.
Okay.
If someone is affectionate and towards me, that means I'm good. And if someone is not, it means I'm bad.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I weirdly don't need either. That sounds crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not crazy at all. Cold.
She is rubbing my leg with hers right now under the table.
That's not my leg. That's my leg. That is my raw dick. Wow. Thank you.
Uncooked.
All right. Well played.
No one fucking rubs my leg on this fucking podcast. Piece of shit. I've been hosting it for fucking 93 years. And nobody fucking rubs my fucking leg.
Ooh.
How many are left?
About 12, 13.
Let's say the next two are it. The next two are it.
Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner.
Skip.
Share a total of five of them. Skip. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
Average.
Weird.
Very close.
Very bad and very good.
Oh, okay.
I think we are close but not affectionate. And I think my childhood as a whole was pretty good. In comparison to a lot of childhoods I know of,
mm-hmm.
I feel like mine was pretty good.
Yeah. I like my childhood.
Yeah.
But I also realize sometimes, like, I should call my parents. It's been a month.
Yeah.
Things like that. I can kind of get forgetful in that way.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
It's great. I love her to death.
Yeah.
She's very supportive.
That's great. I love my mom. She's great. She is coming from me. She's a very anxious person, and mm-hmm. it is kind of draining sometimes. But all in all, I think she's a very good woman with a pure heart.
Heart of gold.
Yeah, who is
Italian.
No.
Italian mama.
No, she ain't
no?
Italian. No, my dad's the Italian one.
Wow, I thought you were full-blooded.
No, I'm not
She's not Italian, but she's a bitch.
I'm not in the FBI.
She's Irish.
The full-blooded Italian. Yes.
Yuck. Bad. Very bad.
Oh. Cool.
Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be and why?
It's a blanket I've had my entire life. And up till about a year ago, I slept with it every single night. I still have it, but I don't sleep with it
That's
anymore.
That's so cute.
I think.
And my fleshlight.
I'll allow it. Allow it. That's
if
two
you
things.
Don't mention a fleshlight on one podcast a day, you're a fucking loser. Yeah.
I think mine would be the bottom drawer of my nightstand, which is where I keep all of my photos, all the ones I've shot, and then all of like my sentimental family photos are all together, and so I just pop that drawer out and leave with it. Everything else is replaceable.
Yeah, I have like a box of pictures too.
Yeah, because everything else I own is like a material item. Where it's like, I have some cool T-shirts, I guess, but sure. It's like, whatever. I'd also take my Crocs.
This is very funny because it's a lot of like crying and stuff we've actually already talked about. So let's jump ahead and
find one more good one. One more good one.
This one I really like, but it's a lot. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also ask your partner to reflect back to how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen.
I'm not answering that.
That's hard off the cuff.
Why can't I get out of my own way?
I was gonna say that you could just do an entire podcast.
I think we've got a lot. Yeah, is there a quicker one? Are they getting very coupley?
So I had to skip through like 10 of them. Just like do this together. Yeah. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find the most disturbing, and why?
Oh God,
but that's a heavy ending.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is there another one after? We'll do that, and then
I'm going backwards now. Your house can. No, we already did that one. If you were to die,
I don't want
to
end.
No
on
wonder
that one.
People fall in love after this shit. It's so deep.
It's really deep.
It's heavy.
Here's one. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity, it's still heavy. But to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret of not telling someone? Why haven't you told them yet? That one's still deep.
I think I would. Fuck. I would think I would try to make it more apparent to my family how much I care about them, because I feel like I don't say it enough.
Okay.
I feel like I distance myself a little bit just because it makes my life easier,
mm-hmm.
but I do appreciate them. Or I'd tell Diego I want to fucking have sex with him. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I meant it. All those times I was joking about fucking Diego, I meant it.
I meant it.
All that will they, won't they, just coming to an end.
Yeah, well, then we'll
all God damn it.
I mean, I think I've said it to them, but...
It's all right. I know the last one.
I think it's kind of the same thing where I just want to express to my parents how much I appreciate everything they've done and, like, the sacrifices they gave to not only come to this country to race and to, like, have a better life for us, but just, like, to give me the freedom to be whoever I want and not, like, you got to be this when you grow up. It's like, it was very much... As long as you're happy, we're happy, kind of a vibe. But yeah, I try and tell them that, but it's hard sometimes.
Because they don't speak English.
Like, fucking idiots. You've been here longer than I have.
Yeah, fucking speak up already.
I don't know. That's hard. I would try to fix my relationship with my mom.
That's good.
Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone you want to answer, Leif?
You want to jump in on the really deep ones?
Well, let's see. Number one.
Little one.
Yeah.
Who would I want to have? Ooh, a dinner guest.
Yeah,
who
dinner
would
guest.
I want to
answer that one.
That's okay. A good one.
Oh, God. I have no idea. I have to start thinking. I was doing so well not doing that.
Well, you don't have to do it. You don't have to answer. It's fine.
Yeah. What was the last one? You said the last one was
good?
Well,
there were two.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Truly nothing.
And then
truly nothing if you joke about it correctly.
Yes. If you're fun, if you're not funny, shut the fuck up and kill yourself.
Yeah. Or just don't joke.
That goes for everyone in business, marketing, economics.
And if you talk about my mother, I will kill you.
I'll fucking kill you.
If you talk about appearance, I'll beat the shit out of you in the street.
Appearance?
Appearance. Am I saying it wrong?
No.
Appearance?
Your appearance.
My appearance.
Yeah.
Oh, your appearance. I thought you meant generally, if you ever talk about your appearance.
Yeah, don't talk about me.
Keep your name out my mouth. And help me with the sale.
Help me with the sale.
And then the last one I will ask is, tell your partner something that you like about them already.
Oh, that's so fun.
Okay.
So try complimenting everyone, Mike.
Okay. Everyone? Okay.
Oh, should I?
Oh, we'll do a round table.
Okay, I don't want to start because this is my weakest suit.
Okay, I'll go. Leif, very impressed with what you've sacrificed to create this dream, and you've done such a good job of it.
Thank you.
Gabby, I don't know you that well, but you seem very kind of like kind-hearted and like you want to help people that you care about, but not everyone, which I think is like actually a very important skill to have. Hmm. And like I said earlier, you're very attractive.
Thank you.
Mike, you're the best person in the whole world.
Kiss.
Come on. I think you're very funny.
Kiss.
And yeah, you just dress great.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Leif?
Huh?
You're here.
Oh.
Be nice to Leif.
Still the nicest thing he said to
Leif,
me.
Leif, you couldn't be more here.
Which is what
he's
on
your
matters.
Very you're very present.
In the moment.
No, I think you work you work very hard and you do a lot. I don't think I don't think it's thankless work, but I think I think
you get overlooked.
I think you work really fucking hard, and it is it's really cool, and you're good at what you do. And Gabby, I think you're a woman,
if I just had a huge dick hanging out?
I would love it.
If she wants to be a woman, she's still a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you did have a big penis, I would respect you.
I'd probably listen when you talk a little better.
But no.
I have one. It's not attached to me.
Hello. How are you?
No, I think it's cool. You are definitely the kind of person that is like, if you see something and you want to do it, you do it and you get it done. And you're very organized and you're very focused. And that is like a quality I don't have. And I really respect and admire people that are like – that can just like laser focus on something and be like, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then get it done.
Thanks.
Yeah. And I think you have I don't know. I think you've just done – I think you've in the short time we've been friends, I think I've seen you progress and at a lot of different stuff. I cannot make eye contact while I'm doing this.
I'm looking dead into
I couldn't be looking more at the table. But I think you have like progressed and like moved along at a bunch of different things very quickly in a way that a lot of other people literally can't, because they don't know how to like get out of their way and just let things happen. And Diego, I think you were one of the most focused people I've ever met in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, you... This is hurting me.
I actually feel like I'm about to weep, so yeah. Keep going.
I think you're one of the most focused people in the world. And it is very inspiring to see how hard you work at everything you do. And you're a very kind person, and you care about people, which is not a thing that everyone does. And I think you got a fucking... really thick penis. It's crazy how much thick of an imprint it has in your underwear when you walk around the house. It's insane how much I notice your penis. it couldn't be more burned into my memory. I think your body's unbelievable.
Here's a question. If your house is burning, well, your apartment's burning, you'd go in, grab his penis.
I go, come on, I'd lead you up by
I'm
your penis.
I'm asleep and just sleep on out.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to
the weirdest. I never did it!
You didn't do it? I thought you did it. Okay, go.
Oh, my gosh. Leif, I think you have a very cool name, and I think you should brag about that more.
Cool.
Thank also, you. Running your own studio, very cool. I don't know you that well, but this isn't the second time I've been in here, and you're just like the cutest little, sweetest little human.
Don't let this go to your head, man.
Let it go to your head. Diego, I also don't know you that well, but you're very kind, bubbly, but also very much show yourself. It's not fake. I don't like how people are like bubbly and you want to punch them in the face.
Yeah.
First of all, I would never punch you. You're very skilled.
Thank you so much.
Also, you have abs, and I think that's important.
Thank you.
Mike, I think we're closer friends than we are, and you allow me to text you 35 times a day, and I think that's important.
That's huge.
I think we're as close as friends as you think we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with you.
I think you're great.
Let it be known. Yeah, I think you're very funny. I'm happy we became friends. I love hanging out with you. You're very funny and a good person. And I love your bowling shirt. And the moment you took off your jacket, I've been staring at your bowling shirt.
It's one of the best shirts I've ever seen.
It's one of the most unbelievable shirts I've ever had. Also, let it be known that it is a t-shirt embroidered with bowling pins and bowling balls, and not a bowling
golden
shirt.
Not a Christian Titus.
Yeah. I'm not a king of queens.
You are my heart.
I am one of the kings of queens.
Oh my god.
You are fucking queen.
Oh man, this got really.
This is the weirdest episode we've ever done. But
hey,
really?
I'm going now because I live.
Live.
Gabby, I don't know you, but you're a producer. You're doing.
This
you're
is so emotionally.
I love this. I really feel like I'm gonna weep. Like I said, I do weep a lot.
I mean, you're going to LA to do production stuff, so that's like super fucking envy. Like, that's dope as hell. Also, I love Apodclips, and you do great work. Diego, I've known you for quite a long time,
since you
used to do the Pine Box open mics, and you are one of the hardest working people I have ever met.
Thank you
so much.
It
is amazing, and I'm like, oh, he works really hard. I'm like, I should probably work really hard and like really put myself into the stuff I do.
Thank you so
much. I also relate to that because I do the same thing. It's like 200% or nothing.
Yeah.
And Mike, you did a great job today.
Thank you so much.
I love this food.
No, Mike, you helped me get like I had the network and I was doing like a couple fun things with a couple fun people, but working with you helped me start levitating, like really
levitating,
bringing. Yeah, that was not the right word.
When you
raise it up, elevating. There we go. Like the network as a whole, and like it started becoming a thing because I started working with you, and like you took to podcasting immediately. You are an amazing host. And like doing TV Casualty was like, it just like, it was eye opening. And yeah. like, it really, I was like, I'm going to fucking just produce. Actually, between this and Narcissistas, I was like, oh, I'm done with my podcast. Like, both you two podcasts, I was like, oh, well, I'm good. I don't need to do my garbage podcast anymore. And I started just producing, and it's been way, like, the best. Absolutely the best.
Beautiful.
You are really good at podcasting.
I'm going to kill myself. I cannot handle this.
I love this.
I can't say we couldn't afford the buzz.
Yeah, I mean, it really would help. If
I'm overwhelmed.
I do the podcast with a pile of ashes.
It's you and
an urn.
Yeah. What do you think? Clink.
It starts clinking itself.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, why aren't you paying attention to me? Clink, 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 clink. All right, we need to end this podcast before I fucking have a meltdown.
If anyone's still listening,
I'm
God bless
so
you.
Emotionally exhausted.
That's
for
two
so many
in a row.
Reasons.
I like this turn.
Fuck,
let's
no.
do it.
No,
let's
we're
get
not
deep
the
every
no,
week.
We're not the Ernest podcast, except if it's about
Ernest.
Ernest goes to camp.
Ernest makes the podcast.
Bends over on my dick.
Ernest podcast. Stupid.
follow at Micah Brucey, at This Diego Lopez, at Bear with Leif,
at
Gabby is Brian.
And a website or anything they need to know?
My website is GabbyBrian.com, but
beautiful.
It's not that.
With
my Instagram is very cool.
Brian.
No T.
That's what I thought. Okay. She's going to be in LA. So if you produce shows in LA, book her on your show, go get coffee with her, ask her on a date.
She produces a Podclips, which is a podcast I'm often on, but sometimes I'm not.
With Katie Hannigan.
I'm the permanent guest with Katie Hannigan, and it's very fun, and all I do is ruin the whole talk every
Beautiful.
Time.
It's so good.
I interject and say the wrong thing every time.
That's
it's
great.
Nice.
And I also produce YKWD podcast with Robert Kelly, so listen to that.
And he's really going to get a bump in listenership from us.
He's going to see it. He's going to notice it.
It's gonna
be crazy. Man, I want him to be my best friend.
Please watch After Party. I just shot a new episode today. It'll be out tomorrow. It's on Facebook Live. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much. BrainMachineNetwork.com.
If you live in Rhode Island, I'll be there the first weekend in October to do the Rogue Island Comedy Festival.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. So, come out. I'm doing shows with like a bunch of cool, great comedians. JP McDade, Carmen Legala, Sam Evans, like
what
bunch
about the
of
good
people.
Comedians?
Yeah,
hey.
A bunch of people from New York City. I'm opening
like
for
slapped in the face.
I think I'm opening for Sam Jay from Saturday Night Live and Netflix. So
beautiful,
cool. Yeah.
Oh, I have a movie coming out September 21st. I'm in it for a little bit, but it's called Life Itself. So
Life Itself. Wow.
And I'm actually producing a live Dark Tank, which is a phenomenal new podcast on the Brain Machine Network in Des Moines on the what's that festival?
You call it
Beast
Des Moines?
Village.
What is it called Des Moines.
Shout out
Des Moines.
To Beast Village Festival. It's one of the first festivals I ever did.
But Dark Tank. We're doing a live episode there. It's going to be so fucking good.
Dan Umthun and all the guys in Des Moines who run that are very cool, good people.
Yeah.
So if you live near there, go to it. They're great. Cool. Yeah, it's cool. That's it. This is great. Good night. We love you. I'm so sorry. We'll keep talking about dicks and be funny next week. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.